Thousands of devotees have gathered in Pahalgam. This base camp is the starting point for their long journey ahead. After a thorough inspection, they will walk several kilometers to a Hindu shrine in the Himalayas.
They have made excellent arrangements for us. We've seen a lot of security officers on the way. They're doing a great job in guiding us.
The annual Hindu pilgrimage known as the Amarnath Yatra has resumed after 2 years and is expected to be the largest in history. At least 250,000 people have registered. The treacherous journey takes at least a week and involves trekking at an altitude of nearly 4,000 meters. It supports many jobs.
We faced heavy losses for 2 years. This is our livelihood. I hope lots of devotees turn up this year so we can make a good living.
Kashmir is claimed in full by India and Pakistan, but governed by both in parts. Indian-administered Kashmir has seen many violent uprisings against New Delhi's rule. In 2019, the government revoked the region's special status and imposed a strict lockdown, further fueling dissent. Authorities say they have received many security threats.
Look, we have a neighbor like Pakistan which wants to disrupt the communal harmony in the region. There have been attacks on minorities and Kashmiri Hindus recently. Their goal is to create sectarian tension. Terror groups have always targeted the pilgrimage, which is why we made these arrangements.
Some experts say these elaborate arrangements are part of a larger political goal, to assert a Hindu identity in the country's only Muslim-majority region.
Well, there is an increasing thrust on making it into a big announcement and big event. So that has made, it's in relation to, as I said, cultural uniformity, cultural onslaught, what happens, and focus on unity or Hindutva understanding of places.
The governing BJP has denied this and says officials killed at least 30 fighters in the region last month. The pilgrimage ends on August 11th. Authorities are expecting nearly 1 million people to attend and say they're responsible for each person's safety. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.